is let's give you a little bit of a taste of the media center with a little wireless action with the Cobra. He's got the wireless microphone.
I'm sorry.
And it's hooked up. He is making his way
through
the throng here.
Look who I found here.
Oh, you found Ted Ganji, no less.
One of the original core human beings from the ticket.
Yes, that's right.
Ticket Ted Ganji.
One of the original six.
Who, Michael, today, it is his birthday.
It certainly is.
I appreciate being called a core human being. Thank you.
Ted Ganji.
Of course, the birthday wishes.
Yeah, of course. We gave you a big shout-out today. What are you here for today?
I'm just helping the Wounded Warrior Project.
Good for you. We do a lot of advertising on our station, Ted. I don't know if you knew that.
They do a lot of advertising. Well, that's good. It's a good cause. A bunch of good guys.
Ted Ganji.
I don't know if you've ever seen these guys play football.
Ted Ganji.
It's pretty amazing
Ted
way they get around with all these prosthetics, all this stuff, the technology, and really just their pure grit. I mean,
I'm sorry. I'm listening to our board op back at the station play drop after drop of someone saying, Ted Ganji, Ted Ganji, Ted Ganji. They still exist.
Did Gordon get my bike out of the pool yet?
No. It's 40 years ago, Ted.
I know.
All right, buddy. Well, listen, it's good to see you. Happy birthday. Tear it up tonight.
You're a good intern. You've done well.
Thank you very much. That's right. I was Ted's intern.
Ted Ganji. Ted Ganji. Ted Ganji.
Ted Ganji. Ted Ganji.
Why do we have that?
Ted Ganji.
Ted Ganji. We have that, but nothing else.
Why do we have all the others?
I don't know.
I like old Ted.
No, you don't.
I do. I do like Ted. Why did he leave, Mike?
Ted Ganji.
I thought you kicked him out.
I was an overnight board op.
I thought you undermined him.
I don't think I had the ability to do any of that.
The story he tells is that he was undermined by you.
I didn't have the ability to do anything back then, except I couldn't even make people sore.
Yeah, you could, too, on the board.
If I want to, I can bring so much soreness down on you.
All right, so as we're wandering around...
The problem is after he would distribute soreness, they'd have to clean up with Taco Bell napkins.
That's true. That's really all I had. I wasn't the most sanitary lover, Danny.
Hey, can we use this hot sauce as lube?
You don't mind, do you? All right, so I'm wandering over here, which I haven't even seen this side of the media center, Mike, yet. I don't know if you have, where... It looks like just any old Tom, Dick, and Harry can wander around here. Have you seen this out here? It's like,
Where are you?
I'm way, if you're standing up, I'm all the way to your right. It's like there's like a big tarp that separates this from Radio Row, and it's just a bunch of fans.
Oh, really?
What are they doing?
So they're letting people in here to watch Radio Row in action, huh?
I guess they can come in here. It's bizarro to me why people would do this.
Any hot bitches in there?
No, there's a fat guy with a yarmulke.
Let's talk to him.
Okay. Let's see. This may not stretch this far. I'm dicey at best. And I'm being chased by the cops. Excuse me, sir. Sir, how are you?
Someplace. I'm sorry.
Oh. We just wanted to say hi to you. Okay. It's a very brief interview.
What did he say? He's not taking questions?
I have to be somewhere is what he said.
Oh, okay.
Where?
Stupid yarmulke guy.
Temple?
I don't know.
All right, bye, girls.
Okay. You don't want to talk to any more people with yarmulke? All right, let's see. Okay. Found a couple. Hang on.
Okay.
Wearing Packer stuff.
Okay.
Let's see what's up. Excuse me, Madam Packer, how are you?
Great. Wonderful.
Where are you from?
Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
Okay, that's, I can tell, actually.
Oh, dear.
That's a good accent.
Oh, how can you tell?
That's a good accent you got there. So why did you guys come down here after the... Did you already...
September. Oh,
I knew it. You booked it thinking this was it.
We were coming for the Super Bowl no matter what, but then when the Packers were winning, and that was going to be an added bonus for us to come down here and watch our team play.
Sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm from Dallas, so we got the short end of the stick with you guys, so I know how you feel, sister.
So my husband was...
Yeah, that's what you thought in the end? Yeah. So tell me your initial reaction after that game the other day. Were you freaking out? Did you cry?
I didn't cry, but my husband was awfully sad.
Oh, no.
Oh, does he
feel terrible. This is absolutely awful. You feel okay, though? I mean, you just got a Super Bowl like 3 years ago, dude, right? I mean, you can't be too upset
Dallas,
over things.
No less.
We haven't had a Super Bowl. Yeah, in Dallas. We haven't won a Super Bowl in 20 years.
That's all right. I hope you don't win for another 20.
Is this who's this?
Friend from church.
Friend from church. Now, were you part of the package too of coming down here initially?
Church
we come
sucks.
For the winter.
You come? Oh, do you live here?
Just for the winter.
Wow, you got a lot of money, don't you?
No, we're broke.
Well, what are you doing down here then?
Jerry Jones.
So, did you buy a place down here? Or you rent a place or what?
We rent a place.
You don't like that cold, do you?
No, we do not.
Yeah, you're okay with it though?
The cold?
Yeah.
No.
You're not?
No.
You got kids?
Yeah.
How many?
We're moving to the warmth someday.
Where's the warmth though? Here or are you in Florida?
Well, we really like Arizona, but I have a sister who lives in Jacksonville, so we're probably going to have to go to Jacksonville.
Did she ever see Fargo?
Okay.
Fargo?
I'm being asked, have you ever seen Fargo?
The movie, no. But
TV show?
No. My favorite movie, though, is the one about Renee Zellweger.
The one,
what is it?
Beasting
New
Face?
In Town? Where they
your favorite movie is with Renee Zellweger, and it's called New in Town. That's your favorite movie of all time.
Well, yes, it is.
Okay. Now, how old are your kids?
15, 23, 34.
It's a good memory you got there on your kids. Seem to be real tight. Oh, a couple grandkids, too?
You keep hearing my accent, don't you?
No, I don't. I enjoy your accent. I mean, it's fun.
You don't hear anything about the kids.
I do. I love your kids. I have a lot in common with your kids. I feel that we're kindred spirits. All right, well, you guys have fun. Sorry about the Packers. Tear it up while you're here, okay?
Thank you.
Go get drunk. Get these people drunk, okay, madam?
I don't think I could.
Why not? You're the host here. Get them drunk.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Okay, you guys, come on.
Church won't allow it.
It was the right call.
Right, okay, yeah. Thanks.
Bart Starr was offside, or Jerry Kramer was offside.
Bart Starr was offside.
Oh, God, what accent.
Could you live with that, Mike?
Oh, God, no.
Could you live with that?
Oh, no. Man, I don't care how smoking hot it might be.
I like it.
Oh, God.
Would you rather have that or Selma Hayek? Voice.
Give me that. At least I can understand it.
All right, let's see. Hey, Seahawk people, how are you?
Perfect. How are you?
We're doing great. So, you guys in town for something?
Yeah, we are. We're in town for something. Something pretty special, actually.
Okay, that's cool. Now, did you guys book your trip? Did you hedge your bets thinking that this was going to happen a few months ago, or did you just now book it?
We actually planned this 4 years ago.
Oh, that's smart. That's smart.
This great deal on property that they were practically giving away in Glendale. So we said, hey, they might be there for the Super Bowl in a few years. Let's go buy a condominium.
Oh, so you got a condo here.
Things have just worked out perfectly.
So, okay. So you guys are from Seattle originally and now?
Yes.
Do you split time down here or do you live here permanently?
Split time.
God, I want to split time.
We're actually from Cedro Woolley, just so you don't get that.
What's that?
Almost Canada, but near Seattle.
Okay, but you're Seahawk fans.
Of course.
Okay, duh. Now, did you make the other Super Bowl they were in last year?
No.
No.
But I guess this is lucky because you live here, right?
Right.
We didn't play.
Okay, we're not from here. Okay, we're from Dallas.
Oh, Dallas. Okay.
Yes, that's in Texas. Well, if you guys knew that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Now, do you recommend anything? Because we're actually staying near Glendale right now. We're on. We're at a Residence Inn, and it's what I like to call a rough neighborhood.
We call it blue collar.
Okay. Any place you want to tell us where to go or anything?
Jimbo's Sports Bar, 51st and Cactus. Tons of screens, great food.
Sports
People
bar.
People are just having a great screens. Sports time in there. Sports they don't care where you come from.
Wings?
Oh, you bet.
Beer?
Fabulous wings.
Babes?
Beer.
Girls?
He's got a taco nacho bar that's Bottom. Just free. Just free.
Free!
Buy a beer, get up there and eat some nachos.
This is great. Well, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you so much, guys. Good luck to your Seahawks. Kill me. You know, there are no good-looking women here, and I'm not even kidding you.
What, at this,
not,
at this
no
event
one.
Or in town?
It here, like right where I am right now. What the hell's going on? Typically, there's always... I don't want to talk to any more fans. There's not even any media people that are... They're,
Marty's around here somewhere.
Hairy, goateed apes.
There's a girl up this way that's kind of skinny, but she's walking around with a guy in a vest.
Look over your shoulder.
A vest.
She's going Dude, that way. She's going 100 miles an hour. She's working. That is, and she's not worth it.
Is she
what?
Doing
Oh, yeah, there's someone. Okay.
The Tom Gribble fast walk?
The diabetic fast walk?
Uh-huh.
All right. Let's go over here.
Okay. All right, now we're getting somewhere.
Excuse me, madam. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. What is your occupation here?
Floor producer for Bill Michaels Sports Network.
What's that?
Sports radio from the Midwest.
Okay, like Chicago?
Milwaukee, yep.
Milwaukee?
Yep, we cover Chicago, Minnesota, and Iowa.
Wow. Okay, is that where you're from?
That's where I'm from, Milwaukee.
Oh, wow, okay. We just talked to a bunch of people from Milwaukee. So you're a floor producer. What does that mean?
I come around and I schedule his interviews and make sure that it's scheduled in time and it's not nothing's overlapping.
Do you do this back home as well, or is this a special job for you down here?
Special job for me down here. I do marketing back home.
Marketing, that's generic.
Wide range, I know.
Yes.
Now, what's the story on Bill? Where'd you meet him?
Is Bill around me right now? Do I see Bill?
He's not here right now. He's covering the press conference upstairs, trying to get some good interviews for his show.
Well, what press conference is it?
I can't remember off the top of my head.
It's a good producer.
A lot of interviews?
Are you with man?
No, I'm single.
Man. Are you really?
How old
are you?
I'm 28.
I'm just a kid.
Kids?
Kids?
What?
Would you have guessed that?
I probably would have said 25.
Kids? I appreciate that.
Kids?
I do what I can. Kids?
No kids.
Good for you. You've avoided that. Yeah, that's very smart.
Obstacles I've overcome, I'm telling you.
Last year,
right?
Yeah.
So.
Do you jar?
Would you guys shut up?
What?
Last
we're from Dallas. And so I got guys in my ear telling me things.
Your guy with the funny pants talked to me.
Uh-oh.
No, I talked to Gordon.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. So you guys are pretty good.
Are you serious?
He had on funny pants.
Funny pants? What was he wearing?
You guys made fun of him for wearing jeans 5 days in a row.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that was the guy's. Were you here this morning?
I was.
Have you re-showered yet?
I haven't. Should I?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, you need like a noon shower, you know?
Geez.
Are you saying I smell?
Geez. No, you smell great, but I'm just saying you can get funky here around all these idiots.
I've learned. I've noticed.
So who's been the handsiest of all the people here?
Gordon?
Nobody, really.
Gordon?
Did Gordon creep you out?
No, he was funny. I mean, he got me a bunch of Instagram followers, bless his heart.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he called me out. I wasn't aware you guys were live.
That's what the microphone is. So what is your... Let's continue the Instagram fun. What's your... handle account?
What's my how money?
What?
My handle?
Yeah, what's or your whatever it is. What's your account?
No, we don't need to continue that.
Oh, did you get harassed?
No, I didn't get harassed.
You got harassed by a bunch of idiots from Dallas, didn't you?
Not yet. You guys have been nice so far.
What color are your eyes? They look green or hazel.
Yeah, you're good. They're green.
Okay, all right. I'm not colorblind. All right, well, good. So we've doubled you up on the morning and afternoon. That's great.
Bless your hearts.
Bless you. Have fun. Good luck with Bill.
You look with your bottom.
Bottom.
Yeah, and your bottom.
Okay.
So there's that should explain everything to you right there. Is that there is such a lack of female here that we have just doubled up from the morning and the afternoon.
She hot?
No.
She's Super Bowl hot.
Dude, Mike.
Yeah, she is. She's Super Bowl hot.
Let me ask you this. Is she divorce week spring training hot? Would you?
Yeah. Oh, she's more than that. She is better than that. She is Super Bowl unpaid hot.
Divorce week spring training.
Yes.
She is about 70 pounds lighter than divorce week spring training chick, Danny.
I've got
a flask in my car if you guys want to join me for an after hours drink.
Whoa, here's a chick with tattoos.
Hurry up.
Check her out.
We got to do E-News next.
Hey, what's your tattoo of?
Oh, the Day of the Dead.
What?
Perfect.
Dawn of the Dead?
Day
of the Dead.
What's that?
Can I not talk to you?
Yeah, you can.
Have you been drinking?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's okay. I have two. What have you had?
Been drinking?
I have.
I just had wine.
Just a couple glasses. A little afternooner. On a Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's okay. What's your name?
Kristen.
Kristen, where are you from?
Phoenix, Arizona.
You're hammered, aren't you? Where are you going? You're hammered, aren't you?
God.
She's hammered. It's great. It's just a little buzz. It's okay. She's got her Dawn of the Day of the Dead tattoo and her ponytail boyfriend who looks disgusted right now.
Yeah. Boy, he's pissed.
Yeah.
They're going to have a pretty tough afternoon today.
Boy, oh boy.
How's she looking?
There is a fight brewing there. There's no doubt there will be fighting within 2 hours.
Oh, he's pissed at her?
Yeah, now he's over here looking at you. Uh-oh.
Well, he can't get in here, can he?
Nope, he can't. All right, a little wireless fun there for you.